Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda in Buffalo, and sunny South Buffalo, actually. And welcome to the show this morning. This is Optimize My Life, hosted by, brought to you by the Hope Collection. And you know, the Hope Collection, our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So if you think about it, it's passing on, paying it forward and passing on all the good things. So, and that's really what we're all about. But I want to welcome you to Saturday morning. Saturday morning is called the Week in Review. We kind of talk about the blessings from the last week that we've had and look forward to what's coming in the next week and try to, you know, keep a positive spin on what's happening in our lives and how we can pay it forward to other people. We were just recently, my husband Ron and I, who's also on this call, hello, we just recently had a trip to Riviera Maya in Mexico, off the coast of Mexico, which is just wonderful. But I'll tell you, it was what made the trip so special was the kindness of others. When we needed help at the airport, people just stepped up out of nowhere, just complete strangers, and just took the time to help. And it was just really special. All the different activities and the beautiful setting that we were at the resort was just a wonderful getaway. Ron, before I start, did you want to say anything? Because I have some things to cover because of today's date and tomorrow's date being St. Patrick's Day. But, honey, if you want to say a few words, Ron is the president of the Hope Collection, which is a charity that we are very, very happily involved with.
Well, thanks, honey. Well, yes, we are excited about this week in review. We just returned back from Riviera Maya, the Cancun, the beautiful gold coast of the Cancun, where it was 85 degrees and breezes. It was comfortable all day long. The sun was out. We were at a wonderful resort. The food was incredible. The restaurants, the entertainment. We did it as part of our annual event that our sponsoring host, Service 65 Travel Company, provides. And we just had an incredible time with the people, the party, the individual. It was our 50th wedding anniversary, so we were celebrating and recognized and treated over and over again. And so it was just an experience and a getaway, and I hope to share that everybody will take advantage of doing something like that for your life and your family, and just take advantage of the opportunity to travel in your life. And if that's something that interests you, well, give us a holler. I'd love to talk to you about it. I'll turn it back to you, Linda.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, honey. And Ron, it was a special time. One thing that we are, as I had mentioned, you know, we're in Buffalo, New York, and Buffalo, New York is right on the Erie Canal. And the Erie Canal was built back in the 1800s, and a lot of Irish workers came over and left their home country. And so South Buffalo is really not as much anymore, but back when I was growing up, you know, 70-some years ago, it is very, very Irish. In fact, the next major street over from where we are, the street names are both in English and in Gaelic, which is really fun. So, but yeah, I wanted to talk a little, because of the date, about St. Patrick's Day. Now, it's funny because Patrick, actually, it's Padraig. P-A-D-R-A-I-G is his actual the original spelling. But it's a religious and a cultural holiday held on March 17th, which is the traditional date of St. Patrick's death back in 461. He lived from 385 to 461. But he's the patron saint of Ireland. And it was St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century. That's back in the 1600s. It's really neat. And it's a public holiday in, of course, Ireland, Newfoundland, Labrador, the British territory of Montserrat. But it's also widely celebrated in the United Kingdom, Canada, United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil, Argentina, and South Africa. Do you know that St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in more countries than any other national festival? Yeah, it's just so funny. It's not a legal holiday in the United States, but nonetheless, it's widely recognized and observed throughout the country as a celebration of Irish and Irish-American culture. But, and it's especially in North America, in the last 100 years ago, St. Patrick's Day was often a bigger celebration among Irish ancestry people than it was even in Ireland. I thought this was really neat. The holiday has been celebrated in the United States since 1600, with the first parade occurring in 1601. How about that? So celebrations generally involve public parades and festivals, Irish traditional music, and the wearing of the green. And I am actually in a green blouse today myself. So that's really fun. In fact, the parades, the old first ward, which is right on the river, where it traditionally was, just very Irish, just about completely Irish people that lived there back then. The old first ward parade is today, and then the major parade downtown Buffalo is tomorrow. And growing up, of course, as Girl Scouts, we marched in every St. Patrick's Day parade. And the one thing that St. Patrick's Day in Buffalo is always known is either going to be raining or snowing. And I think tomorrow we're going to have a little combination of both. So that's Western New York. But it's really neat. A lot of people don't realize St. Patrick was a 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary. Now, Romano, you think, oh, that's in Italy. Well, the Roman Empire extended to the United Kingdom, to England, when we were in England, as far up as York, England, which is on the border of Scotland. You still had Roman artifacts, and we saw they had uncovered a Roman house, and the tile work on the floor was amazing. It was just so beautiful. And so all through England and Britain, the Roman Empire extended. So, St. Patrick, he was a 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland. Much of what's known about St. Patrick comes from the Declaration, is the name of the book, which was allegedly written by Patrick himself. It's believed he was born in Roman Britain in the 4th century to a wealthy Romano-British family. His father was a deacon, and his grandfather was a priest in the Christian church. So the Christianity, even in the 4th century, had traveled, expanded out of the Middle East through Rome up all the way into what is now England. Let's see. And according to the Declaration, which is what the name of his book or his writings were, at the age of 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken as a slave to Gaelic Ireland. It says he spent 6 years there working as a shepherd, and during that time he found God. The declaration says that God told Patrick to flee to the coast where a ship would be waiting to take him home. After making his way home, Patrick went on to become a priest. And then according to tradition, Patrick returned to Ireland to convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. The declaration says that he spent many years evangelizing in the northern half of Ireland and converted thousands. St. Patrick is said to have used the shamrock, a three-leaved plant, to explain the Holy Trinity to the pagan Irish. The story first appears in writing in 1726, though the story may be older. Tradition holds that he died on March 17th and was buried at Downpatrick. Over the following centuries, many legends grew up around Patrick, and he became Ireland's foremost saint. So on St. Patrick's Day, it's customary to wear shamrocks, green clothing, or green accessories. The color green was further associated with Ireland from the 1640s when the green harp flag was used by the Irish Catholic Confederation, and it's included in a lot of Irish flags, the green harp. You may notice on some Irish pubs, one of our favorite Irish pubs, the harp actually is in Niagara on the Lake. But it's starting tonight, even coming down our street is going to be difficult because we have a very famous Irish pub at the corner of our street, the Blackthorn. And people, there'll be buses, especially after the Old First Ward parade this afternoon, it's going to be wild here because people will be looking for parking places. And even though we're 22 houses down from the corner, there'll be people parked in front of our house just to go to the Blackthorn pub. So, but I just thought, you know, being the day before St. Patrick's Day, it would be a good time just to give a little background on who St. Patrick was. And so actually the traditional ones will call it St. Paddy's Day, P-A-D-D-Y, instead of St. Patty's Day, because, you know, Patrick is the real name of if you're going to speak a little more traditionally. So, but it's fun. Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were going to say something. But it's funny. It's one of those things that, like, and they always say on Patrick's Day, everyone's Irish. And it's one of the things I was looking up of, you know, the different information, is how some people say, well, you know, if you're not Irish, it's misappropriating. No, that is so backwards. Let's cross cultures and share culture, not keep it only to ourselves.
Celebrate life, celebrate traditions that are positive, that reinforce.
Yes.
A good pride. You see, it's good to be prideful that you have an ancestry. See, the people that don't want you to have an ancestry don't want you to realize that you have the traditions, there are standards, there are things that provide the border, the guardrails of life. And many of them came, and most of them are faith-based to begin with, and just depending on the country, and you may have different cultures with different guidelines. But like Irish is, it's absolutely identifiable. And they always, the one thing you know is that the idea of being happy, being cheerful, you know, there's a joke about, you know, Irish wakes. That's just a big reason to have a nice bar brawl and have a great time. So, you know, and that's a joke. It's a, you know, it's kind of a joke thing, but it's hilarious. The idea is bringing humor to a very sad thing in life. And so we are just having an exceptional day today in the world to Irish and recognize Irish. And so we hope your day is spent in being joyful, joyous, and recognize, I don't care where you're from, if you can't join in with the St. Patrick's Day, make it whatever day you, that your ancestry would be, and find out and talk about one, think about one of the good things that it brings to the table to help lift it up and make this world a better place.
Yes, definitely, definitely. It's fun to have traditions and times to celebrate, and you know, make that as you will. Make that always see the positive slant on something instead of just being negative and selfish. Because with anything, you could take a bad side of, some people light up the room when they leave, but don't be that person. The fun of getting together with people, the fun of watching a parade or being in a parade. Ron had worked years ago for a company, an Irish company, in Rochester, which is about 80 miles east of here. And so we would march in the Rochester St. Patrick's Day parade. And I just, growing up on Irish music, I just love it. And so, and sometimes embrace a culture, embrace another culture. Ron's not Irish, but they go along and have fun. We have a wonderful Irish celebration during the summer here in our local park. There's a big, festival one downtown, but I love the festival that we have right here in our neighborhood park. The music is so fun, and just to get together with neighbors and get together with anyone who wants to come. Actually, it's free. It's just a special time, and I know that in other cultures, there's a Puerto Rican festival on the west side during the summer. That and there's an Armenian day. There's all different cultures. Embrace the good part of just getting together with friends and family, and meeting new people. And just having a shared time, and that's really what a celebration, as they said in this, a cultural holiday. Yes, it is a religious holiday in some, because it's a actual Saints Day in the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church, and I believe it said Lutheran also. But for everyone else, it's just a cultural holiday, just to recognize somebody who did a lot of great work. When you realize, we're talking the 400s, we're in 2024 now. Think of, in the 400s, how somebody went around just to share the word of Christ back in what is now Ireland and Northern England. It's just mind-blowing. We think everything is just in the present time, but we're talking back, in the 400s. Let's see. Yeah, he died in 461. That's just really, really cool when you think about it. When we were in England and seeing all the Roman remains of old buildings that have the history, and I had not realized until then how far the Roman Empire went. And then we were in York, England, and they had a lot of the Romans had been there, and then they were replaced by the Vikings that came through. And this is, you know, years, you know, just over the centuries, you know, the different civilizations that came and went. So when people talk about, well, you know, that land should be given back to whatever, okay, to who? You know, you have a lot of, over the centuries, a lot of different civilizations come and capture an area, and then another civilization comes and captures that, and then, and everything just incorporates into one. So, you know, it just blows my mind when people think, well, you know, that land should be given back to the original people. Who are the original people? How far, you know, how far back can you go, you know? So it just is funny. And the whole talk about, you know, reparations and things like that, it's just, you know, you just have to realize the layers of civilizations that come and go. But on the positive side, just think about how people were so fortunate that St. Patrick came, and that came from and that how widespread people traveled. We think about that, you know, everyone is just stays in their own little area where you were born, but that's really so many people just traveled so widely. So that's just really cool. Well, that is what I had to share today, because I just wanted to, you know, growing up in South Buffalo, it was, we learned all the Irish songs in school. And I remember when we moved back to Buffalo, back in the 80s, we're from Buffalo, we had moved to Rochester and then Jamestown, and then in 85 moved back to Buffalo. And I dragged Ron to the Irish festival. And I said, come on, Ron, sing. Remember, you learned these songs in school. And it's so funny. He said, we didn't learn Irish songs in school. I just assumed everybody. But, of course, that's because I grew up in a predominantly Irish neighborhood. We have other neighborhoods that back then were predominantly Jewish or Polish or German. It's really just has really amalgamated, you know, just there's not as strict borders anymore. It's it really has very, you know, your next door neighbor wouldn't necessarily be the, you know, be like Irish when I grew up on Aldridge Street off of South Park in Buffalo. Just about, you know, 80% of everybody else there was Irish. You don't see that anymore, which is good, because now we can share. I grew up, and my high school was in a very Polish neighborhood, and so the cooks were very Polish. So I learned a lot of new meals, because not being Polish, not knowing the different Polish meals. And so, you know, it's so sometimes, not sometimes, I think all the time, it's really good to share. When we were in Mexico last week, the different food, you know, and although even though we were in Mexico, it was not all Mexican food. We had Italian food. We had French pastries. We had Japanese hibachi. Then we had good old steak at a steakhouse.
Well, when I asked for a glass of tomato juice, I got the Mexican tomato juice, like we used to, like Campbell's tomato soup or something, or V8. It was spicy. And I said, well, that's a Mexican thing. You made the juice. It was funny, but it was good.
Even the ketchup. We had hamburgers for lunch one time, and the ketchup was spicy ketchup. So that was, it was good. But it was funny that, you know, even the ketchup was spicy. They had Dr. Pepper bottled in Mexico, or canned actually. But it's so fun to go to different locations and different parts of the world. So when you do go, last time we were in Mexico, I had chicken mole, which is chicken, but then has a chocolate sauce, a bitter chocolate sauce, which is really quite interesting. But it's good to try, you know, taste other foods from other cultures and celebrate some other things that might be a little out of your knowledge, and learn about different things and different cultures and different celebrations. I see somebody came on and went off. So okay, that's fine. But with that, I think we're going to end for today, and just enjoy celebrations. Enjoy celebrating. I think that's my whole point today, is, you know, explore other cultures and enjoy and go to, you know, summer's coming up. At least in Buffalo, I know we have festivals every weekend. There is something going on. And try something that you haven't tried. I know there's a Greek festival, and the food, you know. So enjoy something like that.
Baklava.
Yes, baklava. Yes, lot of honey and pistachios and different things. Take a chance, make a choice this summer to explore things right in your own city that maybe you haven't gone to the Scottish Festival before. You don't have to have haggis, but there's a lot of fun things to do, I'm sure, right in your own backyard, or go the next town over, but just take advantage of, you know, trying something new this summer. And with that, I'm going to say have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. It is springtime. Springtime in Buffalo could mean a foot of snow, but it also can also mean beautiful sunny days and tulips and daffodils. So it's coming. It's coming. So with that, okay. I'm going to say have a wonderful day. And don't forget the same phone number Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time. There are shows every day with wonderful, all kinds of different topics and different speakers. And the guest call-in is 714-816-4686. So look forward to hearing you on the calls during the week. Bye-bye.